From Stanford University and KZSU, this is the Stanford Storytelling Project.
The shadows and the moonlight coming through the trees and the birds making noise somewhere far off in the woods would often make me, like, severely paranoid.
From the outside, the only thing weird about 50 Aston Street is the boarded-up windows. Passersby might pass by and wonder why, in this quiet Oxford neighborhood, one house has chosen to block the sun. This is State of the Human, the radio show of the Stanford Storytelling Project. I'm Rachel Hamburg, and today's show is called Spacecraft. It's all about the spaces people make and use. Spaces like 50 Aston Street, which taught me that indulging too much in fantasy can be a serious mistake. Once upon a time, a man who resembled a gnome lived in the boarded-up darkness of 50 Aston Street. His name was Fraser, and during the 10 weeks of my study abroad program in England, I played on his frisbee team. I always thought he was a little strange, maybe just because he was skinny with a long, scraggly beard and a manic passion for frisbee. But then one day, he invited me over. I stepped into his house, and I realized I was stepping into an alternate universe. His house was a world I can only describe as the kind of fairy world I used to see in my mind when I was 10. Glowing murals of castles, forests, and sparkling rivers covered the walls. Real vines dangled from the ceiling. Birds cheeped from stereo speakers, and above us loomed papier-mâché boulders. I realized that Fraser wasn't just a quirky guy who looked a little weird in a frisbee uniform. He was a man who spent most of his life living inside a fantasy. At 50 Aston Street, nothing could be what it was. When I asked for the bathroom, Fraser banished me to the dungeon, where I sat on a stone toilet, listening to a persistent, ominous drip. Instead of stairs, there was a glowing mountain. To climb it, you had to rappel up the rope, helpfully left there by explorers past. And all of that was truly fun, but I've never been more glad to be a tourist. I couldn't imagine trying to be a stable, functioning person if I had to brush my teeth in a dungeon every day. There was one space I never visited in my whole tour of 50 Aston Street. It was upstairs, beyond the boulder, past fluffy white cloud carpets and blue walls. It was a door painted like a castle in the sky. The room behind the door belonged to the owner of the house. Fraser told me that the man who lived in the castle in the sky had designed everything I saw, had made it real. The boulders, the vines, the dungeon, everything was his vision. I never got to meet him. I never even saw him, but I wish I had. Because I would have asked him why. Why he went to all this trouble. Why he wanted to live in a fantasy world so badly. Did he find reality boring? And if so, was this land of papier-mâché whimsy any better? I stood there wondering this when Fraser, the ambassador from this strange world, put his hand on my shoulder. He took me to his room and climbed a tangle of ropes meant to resemble a spider web. Dangling there, he performed a spontaneous free verse poem. In the final line, he asked me out to dinner. It was cute, but I had to decline. This man in this house? I love fairy tales, but I also like sunshine. I like the peace that empty walls bring. I like reality. 50 Aston Street was more than just a dark, delightful, and oppressive space. It was somebody's dream, brought to life. And because it was so personal, so complete, I kind of thought it would last forever. But it didn't. A year after I visited, number 50 Aston Street was little more than a fairy tale. When the owner got tired of it and moved on to other projects, he couldn't sell the house. So he painted everything white and beige. He carried in real couches and took the boards off the windows. He devined the bathroom. I was so sad that such a strange and beautifully imagined house would disappear, but it also made sense. I realized that it's dangerous to overdetermine the space that you live in. You can choose to construct your own fantasy, but what happens when you get bored with your castle? What happens to the space you built? Nobody wants the husk of somebody else's bizarre dream.